Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. Well, as sort of part of our spring theme, you know, it's we've talked about a lot of whites, but it's nice to talk about a few reds. And you know, looking for lighter body, maybe something you want to put in the fridge for a couple of minutes before you pull the cork.
Yeah.
So you did some research to help us along
the
way.
Oh, I did indeed. And I think Italy specializes in these, you know, really nice light reds. Let's talk about a few of them. Here's the first one, which is very, very interesting. Salavalai Pinot Noir from the Tre Venezi, which is in the northeast corner around Venice. 2024, $16 for this, and I think that's a really good value. This is Pinot Noir from the northeast of Italy, where a lot of the vineyards are at altitude, and it's just a nice, cool locale for Pinot Noir. Now, the first thing to accept is that this has very little to do with Burgundy. This is simply a red grape that happens to do well up there. So why not? It's a very proper pale red, which is exactly what you would expect. And the aroma features a kind of a cranberry cherry scent combined with sweet smoky wood. Pretty impressive. On the palate, the wine is definitely light-bodied, but the fruit is more tart than sweet, and it's reminiscent of pomegranate, and with kind of a green apple acidity.
So I think, interesting.
Yeah, a good acidity, mild fruit. There's a lot of informality about this wine. I think this is the kind of wine I would rather have at the Village Cafe rather than at a fancy dinner.
Gotcha.
Just very, very nice and informal. Now, let's go down to Sicily, and we're seeing a lot of interesting wines coming from Sicily these days.
Yes, it is. It's an emerging region, for
sure. It is, and this is called Planeta Frappato. Frappato is the grape. And it's from the Vittoria region of Sicily. $27 for this one. And this is another one of those obscure indigenous Sicilian varietals. It's advertised as a light-bodied red, and it lives up to its reputation. My initial impression was it was kind of a rustic, totally unique wine. At first, the unusual flavors took me aback. There's kind of a tangy, gingery snap thing going on underneath some very grapey flavors. But that all quickly resolved to a pleasantly rustic and quite light and quite supple wine. Enjoyed it very much. After the initial flavors, I saw some tangerine emerge and then some red berry flavors that stepped in behind it. The best way to describe this wine is to say this is the kind of thing you'd have at a red and white checkered cafe.
Bingo.
There you go. And I liked this final one a whole lot. This is my wine of the week. And if you've ever spent time up in the Piedmont area, you've certainly come across Dolcetto. And this is the Corrado Minardi Dolcetto d'Alba, 2022. It's $22. And it's only 12.5% alcohol by volume. And this is a light red with quite a bit of flavor. It starts with a mild nose that reminds me of sour cherries with sort of some earthy notes to it. Now, the thing that impressed me is the tannins, which are a bit more pronounced than I would have expected. The fruit starts off shy, but then it bursts with sweetness and depth. The primary flavor is that sour cherry I picked up on the nose, with a side light of spice and, again, some of that earthiness to it. It's a very informal wine, again, perfect with that cafe. And Hugh, if you got to get some light wines, go to Italy. That's the way to do it. We'll put these on the website. You can try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you're listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.